the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now, and the time has come for you to win Chainsmoker tickets. Your chance to see them, whether you live in Indy, they're going to be here on November 7th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, or if you're in Houston, they're going to be at the Toyota Center on Saturday, November 2nd. Not only do you win today, if you get that, you also get qualified for the grand prize. We're going to fly you away to New York City to see the Chainsmokers in concert. Also going to be there 5 Seconds of Summer. Awesome! All you got to do is pick the winning team today when we play Catchphrase. All right, let's go to the phones, 833-JOE-ALEX, and say good morning to Stephanie. Actually, sorry, this is Brooke. Hey, Brooke, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You're going to be on Team Joe or Alex. You decide.
I choose Alex.
All right, Brooke and Alex, we are set with that. And let me lock you in right there. Let's go to Stephanie. I didn't forget you, Stephanie. You're going to be on Team Joe today.
All right, perfect.
All right, cool. Let's go over the rules. We have until the buzzer goes off. You have to say the word exactly as is written on your paper. You can pass one time, so make sure you use it wisely. Whoever has the most words right at the end wins. In the event of a tie, producer Porkchop will explain the rules. Alex, ladies always get to choose, so do you want to go first, or do you want producer Porkchop to have me go first?
Sure, you can go first.
Okay.
And Joe's going to randomly pick a piece of paper.
Just give me something, please. There we go. Thank you so much. It's like, this guy's like, Vada! I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my butt. All right, here we go. Are you ready, teammate Stephanie?
Yes.
All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, catchphrase. Girls get these done all the time, like above their, oh my God, it's on your face. You get your like
eyebrows.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, I'm gonna go for a walk in the woods. It's called a, like, up a mountain
hike.
Yep. Okay. Hey, that's not blank. Like, when something should be even. Like, you don't like it. Like, that's not right. No. My blank lady.
It's
there? Yes. There you go. Not a pond, but a little bit bigger.
Not a what?
Body of water. Not a pond, but a.
Oh, lake.
Yep. Okay. If you have a bunch of money that you owe, you're in.
Debt.
There we go. If you can't see something, like Casper the Ghost is what?
Clear. I don't know.
Like,
friendly?
You can't see it. It's hidden. It's
invisible.
Yep. Oh, you get this like cards come in this the
pack
to your house.
Deck.
Sorry, I sucked at that. It was mail. We got stuck on mail. I'm sorry. You did wonderful. I really tanked that one. I left an opening for Alex and her teammate, Brooke. What did we do there, Porkchop? What's the number?
6.
Dang. Okay. Are you ready, Alex and Brooke?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Quiet in the background, Stephanie. In 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
This is you blank your car with soap and water.
Wash.
Yes. You blank a tree to go up it.
Fine.
You give this to somebody on Christmas, eh?
Present?
Yes. The opposite of light. It feels very...
dark.
No, light as in like a weight-wise.
Oh, heavy.
Yes. This is another word for a pastor.
Priest?
Another word.
Pass.
Okay. This is, I feel really sad about something. Everything makes me emotional.
Upset?
I am a very blank person. Like, things make me upset easily.
Emotional. Oh, sensitive.
Yes. And this is when it's wet, or Migos would say, blank, please me. Ooh, this is very blank. I might fall.
Slippery.
Yes. And, okay, that was pretty good.
6.
Dang it! Dang it! Dang it, dang it, dang it. I honestly thought that you guys were going to stumble and we'd have a chance. Oh, man. Okay, so overtime. Porkchop, what are we doing here?
We got OT words for you, Joe. Go ahead.
All right, here we go. Joe and Stephanie, let's do our best here in 3, 2, 1, and catchphrase. Oh my gosh, I can't believe you did that. It makes me so blank. I'm mad at you for that.
Angry.
No, okay, skip that. When you kick somebody out of the country, like, you've been what?
Deport.
There we go.
Deported.
Yep, okay, yep. Your phone has one of these, you take pictures with it?
Camera.
Yep, okay. Not your, you walk on this. Your shoes cover it up. You're what?
Feet.
What's another word for it?
Soul?
No, you had it. Just different word for feet. You have one of them. It's a what?
A foot.
Yep. Okay, there you go. Rain blop.
What?
God. Okay. Rain blank. Like, rain falls. It's a bubble.
Rain.
It was something,
I don't know.
When something falls and hits the ground, you what? It
drop.
Yeah, we didn't get that. This
Sorry.
Is a famous artist. It's something that a bee can do to you, too. It can fly up and...
Sting?
3. You gotta beat 3.
Did
Alex.
You not give a sting?
Okay, I can do it.
You didn't give a sting?
The buzzer went off.
The buzzer
oh,
went
she
off.
Said
sting. Dude, the buzzer was way off.
The buzzer was so off.
Alex, you gotta beat 3. Here you go.
Bull crap. Kay. 3, 2, 1, catchphrase.
All right, this is you make me blank, like whenever you touch something, you blank it.
Touch it?
Another word for that.
Feel it?
Yes. This is rock me, mama, like a blank wheel.
Wagon?
Yes. You are so blank for sticking up for yourself. Also, a redheaded girl in Disney, a movie's named after her. You're not afraid to say what you're really feeling. You are so blank. And there's a movie that's called this.
I don't know.
Okay, skip. This is going to be very hard to tell you. Another word for hard would be?
Difficult?
Yes. This is what you need to show the police officer when they pull you over. Let me see your license, registration, and?
Insurance?
Nope, identification.
3-3!
Oh, we're tied again?
Okay.
All right, well, we've got to come to a tiebreaker. And,
all right.
You should have got Sting.
You're going to hate
I
this,
I know.
Alex.
If the pork chop didn't screw us over, we would have totally won the game fair and square. But, hey, life
so,
happens.
This is my idea for the tiebreaker. In the very first round, Joe did not pass. And in the very first round, Alex did pass. In the second round, you both passed. So to keep this game from not going on forever, Joe should be the winner.
You should have done a number.
Yeah, why didn't you do a number?
One in 10.
Because if you think about it, in the first round, they didn't pass.
And they stay there!
That's okay. Hey, I tried my best.
You know, you got to go with sometimes producer Porkchop. Sometimes he's nice and on your side.
That's
other
so
times
weird.
He breaks your soul.
Like, but they didn't
I know,
pass.
But passing is part of the game. You're allowed
right.
to do that.
And,
so you shouldn't be dissed for passing.
All right, you want another 8 words? Let's keep going.
No, I mean,
hey, I think I did pretty good for getting emotionally reamed on air a few minutes ago to come back and do the game. So you know what? Yeah. I feel proud of myself.
Is
That's
it,
all right.
Is it Shark Week too?
No.
Because that'd be amazing to get through all that.
It's not
like
Shark
Superwoman
Week.
Superwoman over here. All right, well, hang on the line. We are going to set you up, Stephanie, with that. Brooke, sorry, got another chance to win. And the cool thing is for Stephanie, she already got that trip, but now she's qualified for the flyaway to see the Chainsmokers and Five Sauce in New York City. We're doing this all this week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.